doing? We're at the NA History Conference in Connecticut. I'm a recovering addict named Dan. Hi, everybody. All right, what we have in this case here is some original writings of Jimmy Kinnon. We have the group formation. We have We Do Recover. We have his personal story, which is recovery and relapse. We have his original resignation letter from the World Service Office. We have the original writings of the symbol. We have, I'm not even sure what else is in here. Oh, Another Look, the original writings of Another Look IP. And we have a letter from somebody from George from the Ad Center, original letter to Jimmy. He was one of the first people in Northern California in 1965, that's from. Over here, we have a original white book from the Daniel Carlson days in New York. NA started up there in 1948. This was a pamphlet that came off of the Addicts Anonymous in Lexington, Kentucky, that Danny Carlson was involved in writing. There was one other Buff Brown book that we only know of two exist in the world. The NA World Service Office has one. This is the 1956 book that has Jimmy Kinnon's stamp. He made one of those like notary stamps where he stamped all his personal stuff. And this was his personal book right here from 1956. This is a 57 book that came out of a prison out of California that they made. And then these different books, with these different white books have addresses as like the World Service Office moved around. This was a bootleg that the Northern California made that came from, this is AA, and they plagiarized and they told them that they couldn't make that. So they had to stop making that. These two books, they're considered white books, but they actually have colors in them. One's green and one's like a beige-gray color. They came from Northern California, from Berkeley. This white book is from Sydney, Australia. These two white books, this is another one from like 66, a personal one of Jimmy Kinnon's. The stamp says, Library of James Kinnon, and the JPK in the middle stands for James Patrick Kinnon, which he's the co-founder of Narcotics Anonymous. This is the first white book for Japanese white book. This is a newsletter from 1973. It says, we're drug free in 73. This is an original Voice. The Voice was the first newsletter out of California, and there's three other ones from originals that they made up out of California. Over here, this is the real good case. This is all the books that Jimmy Kinnon's personal books. This was Jimmy Kinnon's AA Big Book when he got sober in Alcoholics Anonymous in February. His clean date is February 2nd, 1950. So he would have 60 years coming up this February if he was still alive. He died in 1985. But this was his Big Book, and he knew, he found out that there was a Narcotics Anonymous. He knew that he was an addict and he wanted other help. He felt different than the alcoholics. And he found out that there was Narcotics Anonymous in New York. So what he did was he contacted Dan C. and he took their structure and he perfected it into the Narcotics Anonymous the way we know it. What he did different was he implemented the word we in front of the steps, and he changed the word drug to the word addiction, and that's what is what helped us and propelled Narcotics Anonymous the way it is today, because when he turned that word drug into addiction, it became a medical condition, and because it was a medical condition, now we could go to rehabs and hospitals and detoxes and get help from the professionals that didn't even know what the hell they were doing. But that's how a lot of us got here, through detoxes and rehabs. So that's the story on that. This book here is the very first book that came off of the printing press when they printed it. What it was it says right on it, first book, this was pre-edition book made up for size and mailing weight, signed by Jimmy Kinnon on April 26, 1983. He wanted to find out how much it would cost to mail it all around the world. It don't have any logos on it. It's just a black book, but it has all the original insides from the first edition. This book here, the people who printed the book, her name was Jeannie. He asked her, she was a professional printer, and he asked her to help print them. She made two of these books. They're called the Silver Edition Basic Text. There's only two of them in the world. Jimmy Kinnon got one, and she got one. And that's one of the ones. This is Jimmy Kinnon's very first edition of his own. It has the JPK stamp on it, and it's number 2. And then this is Jimmy's personal first edition blue basic text, and that has a stamp on it. And then somebody from, I'm not sure, John would know where that came, made this Jimmy K, and there's his clean date, February 2nd, 1950. They made that cover for his first edition. This book here, the woman Jeannie, they're from California where the Oscars are. She was also printing stuff for the Oscars at the time. And this is the only first edition paperback in the world. And she just threw this cover in, and it says presentation April 11th, 1983, which was pretty cool. She didn't even make one for herself. This is the gray book. This was the very first one that came off the printing press. Joe Proctor was here today. His family, there was two different printers that printed these. They made 1,200 of them up, and they sent them out to 1,000 of the home groups in the world at the time. There's little business cards around here with my name, address, and a website on there. If you go to that website and you open it up, there's a little envelope up in the left corner. If you click on that, it'll go from 1950 all the way down. If you go into photos, there's a thing on photos, it'll show you how they wrapped them and pictures of Joe and his parents and everything, how they did this and how they mailed it out. And there's a thing from an addict who was passed away, Roger Teague. It says, Jimmy, your personal copy and the first off the press for your archives. Love, Roger Teague. And the printing company was C&J. And then Joe Proctor's parents had a printing thing too. And they printed that book. Over here, we got pretty much of the same stuff. Now, before the gray book was made, they came out with these white books. What they did was these old white books, they had like a basics that they used to write the basic text. So what they did was they elaborated on it, and they did that cut and paste that Joe Proctor was talking about. They had 7 different World Lit conferences that were around the country. One was in Santa Monica, one was in Miami, one was in Kansas, one was in Tennessee. I'm not even sure where they all were, but there were 7 different ones. The 9th one was in Pennsylvania, Ivyland, Pennsylvania, where they did some IPs, and they wrote this storybook. This storybook was written in Pennsylvania. So what they did was they combined the big white book, they called it the glossy copy, with the stories, and with that, they came up with the first edition basic text. These basic texts were numbered, and there was 2,500 of them supposedly made. But in the last few years, we found out that there's ones that have higher numbers than 2,500, and we found some blanks. And I didn't find them personally, but I know about them. Mm-hmm. So this 2,500, these were sold, and they were numbered, and they were sold for $25 to raise enough funds to sell that. This is the first edition blue book, to sell that for $8. So they sold this book here for $8, which was the first edition too. And how they came up with these colors was the AA big book, the very first printing of that, was a red book too, and it was numbered. And that's how they came up with that. So I guess from Jimmy being a recovering alcoholic too, being involved with the other fellowship, he knew about that.
We were sucking from the hind tip.
And then we got a second edition, a third edition, a third revised. And then we got a fourth edition, and then the fourth edition came out with the first paperback. Then we got the fifth edition paperback. Then we came out with the 1,000,000 sold one, and then we came out with the 20th anniversary of the basic text. They're numbered. Both of these are numbered. And then you came out with the sixth edition, and then the sixth edition paper, and then they came out with the number sixth edition that has a hologram in there, which is pretty cool, and they're numbered. They were only made 10,000 of these. But after they sold so quick, they wanted to raise more funds at the World Service Office. They made another 10,000 of them. Then they came out with the blue one for the gift edition. And that's the story of the basic text, and I'm sticking to it. Over here, this was the first service conference. It was November 13th, 1976. And on the cover of it, it looks like the page is flipped, and it has the state of California on it, and it says no longer, which means that we were becoming a worldwide fellowship, and it was growing. In 1976, there was 83 meetings in California. There were 16 in Australia and 16 in Pennsylvania, and they were the three largest regions in the world. Pennsylvania and Australia were tied with 16, and California had the 83. Then they started doing the world directories in 1976. That's a world directory from 76. Then they did a 78 one, and over on that table you have 81 all the way up to 2000, and then in 2000 they got the stuff involved with the computers where you could find all your meetings, and they stopped making them books because they were expensive to make. There was a 76 starter kit that would come with a piece of paper, would have the five IPs, and it would come with this, the secretary, the GSR, the leader, and the treasurer report. That would come with your starter kit so that you could start a meeting and run the meeting. These are the bootleg baby blues. These are original. What happened was there was guys who were real involved in service and making the literature and all. All the stuff, most of the basic texts were written by addicts for addicts, but when they came to, I believe, the fourth edition, they got professional writers to write it. And of course, the professionals messed it up because they didn't understand our language. They did it grammatically correct, which we don't speak that way, as you guys know. So the guys who were involved in service felt as though that World Service Office was charging too much for basic text and everything, so they made this stuff, and they plagiarized Narcotics Anonymous by doing this stuff. So actually, Narcotics Anonymous World Service Office took a guy, his name was David Moorhead, also known as Grateful Dave. They took him to court in Philadelphia and tried to sue him. But instead of suing them, what they did was they came up with an agreement that they won't make these books anymore. If you go on that table over there, they're still producing them today. So addicts listen real well. This is the first public information kit. This is another original voice. These manuscripts right here, the service manuals, were very important in Narcotics Anonymous. Because after the NA trees, these came out in 76. They were perfected with these to guide the service structure, the manual, so that we followed them in our home group, our areas, regions, and on the world level. These are original NA trees, and there was only 200 of each of these made. And the reason why there was 200 of them, because there was only 200 home groups at the time. And this one is in Jimmy Kinnett's handwriting. It says, this copy of the Philadelphia office, our compliments, WSO. And that was sent to Philadelphia.
We're allowed to copy the literature, we're just not allowed to resell it, correct?
I don't know. I understand from the World Service Office, any editions of the basic text that are previous to the 6th are no longer approved literature. So the only approved literature right now is the 6th edition. And when they come out with another edition, the old ones aren't, because its structure now is a business. They need to make money to make the World Service Office function, because there's people that get paid to do, you know, the work there. So to answer your question, I really don't know. I mean, I know there's plenty. There's a lot of literature. I mean, you can see. You know what I mean? Different types, different languages. We're in 141 different countries. There are 68,000 meetings now in the world. So I really can't answer that question. There's some people here, I'm sure, that could, but I'm not the man for that question. The one thing that I forgot, there's these green cards over here that after they got done the grade book and they printed the first edition red, they sent these cards out, and it says on it the NA Big Book. When they finished it in Memphis, Tennessee, they actually had a cake. And on that website I'm telling you guys about, in the photos, there's a cake and it says NA Big Book on it. You know, we finally did it. You know, that was one of the flyers going around, man. These guys weren't writers or geniuses or intellects or anything like that. It was addicts like Bo's story about that person, they couldn't even read or write, but they just wanted to help. People gave up their blood to make the basic text, man. As we all did, too, in a different way. We didn't literally give up our blood, but that's how we earned our seats here. Over here, you got all the different basic tags and key tags, and they had chips, and these are from Georgia, these chips here. They made up their own. These are the oldest chips here. These two, this is a different language. I think these are Spanish. These are the oldest ones. These were the first ones made. There's actually another set that I don't have. There's a guy, Mason, that's around from Baltimore that sold a friend of mine, Mike Realslow. He has an original one. This is an old WSO button. Support the WSO, Box 62, Sun Valley. These are a couple World Convention buttons. I have all the different World Conventions from 1 up to 35, even though two of them haven't even taken place. I got the flyer for the San Diego one. And when it's coming to Philadelphia in 2013, our KYW News Radio printed out a thing about that we signed a contract with our convention center, and they printed out a thing, and I have that over there too. And then these are just different business cards with George Hallahan's on there and Mike Poland. Mike Poland was from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He was the World Convention chair who set up all the World Conventions, even this Philadelphia one coming up in 2013. He passed away. He was a good dude. Bobby Bonds, he was the 85 and 86 world chair, convention chair, and he was the only one that ever was for a short period of time. He actually chaired the 1986 World Convention in London. And then after that, it became a committee doing it. But he was the only the original one. Here we have all different one-day key tags in all the different countries that we have stuff printed in. Then we came out with a Just for Today, and this is a numbered one. There's over on that table over there is all the how it works. It took 10 years to write. Dutch was involved in that. He was from Jersey, and he would fly back and forth to California to help write this book. He probably wrote about, I don't know, 10 different books in order to come up with that book. And then this was the special edition that's numbered. And then this was the gift edition of that. And then, you know, pretty much that's it. The cool thing about the key tags, there was these pink ones. It said one day at a time on it, and the people figured that the universal symbol for surrender was white, so they made a motion to get rid of the pink. You know, the ladies wanted them, but the guys didn't feel they were that feminine. They wanted the white, so they came up with the one-day white key tags, and then it came to the ones that we know today. And that's pretty much that. And these are all the different medallions. And these ones here, they were made out of pewter. Jimmy Kinnon had a company in California called Say Do. He made these because there was no key tags or nothing. These were your little rewards that you got when you got clean time, 1 year, all that. And he came up with this, and he made stickers, too, that he would sell. And that's how he raised funds. He was a roofer and a painter. And Bob Barrett, as he says, he was a bad roofer because he would always fall off the roof, and he'd have to go support him in the hospital. But really, Jimmy Kinnon is the guy who made our fellowship what it is. He, in my opinion, he didn't start Narcotics Anonymous, but it was to him to get it what it was today. He had a vision to be in every country and to help every addict, to make this available to every addict. And really, today it is, man. It really is. So, with that, Elena, if you guys want to ask some questions, I'll see what if I can answer.
When did they go from the one day at a time welcome to the Just for Today welcome?
I think these were from 84 or 85, those ones, where they switched over. These are from 84, that I know. There's a timeline over there. If you look on the timeline at 84, you'll see these key tags here.
This one? How about the one with the circle in it, and when did they change it to the square?
I don't know.
See one.
Yeah, the metal ones.
I know enough about it that I know that AA wrote us a letter and said, you're using our symbol on your medallions, please change it. And that's when we went to the square.
Well, they actually have a triangle.
They have
a triangle, we have a square.
Well, they gave us heck about it for some reason, and that's when we went to the square. I know that.
I'm sure we handled them properly. So.